Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 24 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for 23 after the hour. What did I say? 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. You think after 22 years I'd be able to read a clock, wouldn't you, folks? Oh, boy. If I didn't, you know, folks, that's one of the fun things about doing this show. I get to laugh at myself a lot. And, if you don't laugh at yourself, then you're the only one who isn't, because other people are going to. You know that, especially if you got teenagers, or if you've ever had teenagers, you know about that. And your employees, you might as well laugh with your employees, because they're going to laugh at you. You might as well be part of the party. I'm glad you're here. We're celebrating our 22nd anniversary, and one of our celebrants is our good friend Greg Kazera. CherylCrescentUSA.com is the website. His books, Just the Frax Ma'am, also Learned Leadership. Greg, you got your own website, too. Give us that one, please.
Sure. It's GregKazera.com.
With a K and a Z in the middle there, GregKazera.com.
K-O-Z-E-R-A, and my books are available there at the website.
Oh, so, that's right there.
Good stuff.
We're talking about the fracking process that's been so prevalent in the last several years, and how it's produced a level of what it's resulted in America becoming not only energy independent, which is a whole lot different than 40 years ago when we were dependent upon the Middle East and they almost shut us down, but it's also made our economy strong. It's helped people. I mean, I think about the small business owners who have a line item on their P&L for energy, and they're getting some of that money back this year if they budgeted. You know, this year for years past, it's going down. Propane, natural gas, gasoline, whatever, diesel fuel, it's going down. That's good news. I saw, Greg, that even LNG, liquid natural gas, is part of the negotiations with China. What do you think?
Absolutely. The thing is, to your point, the Chinese, people in India, Japan, most of those Asian countries need our energy. They want our energy. And when you hear these presidential candidates talk about banning fracking, it's a resource, but it's changing the air in India. India has cleaner air now because they're using our natural gas. So a lot of people don't really grasp what really is happening, right. And they don't really understand the whole business about feedstocks. Where
you
all
would
these
think,
products
you would
that
think
they use
that the,
come
you would
from.
Think that the climate change people hearing what you just said would say yes. Let's get some more natural gas out of the ground and help clean up China and India, no question. But let me ask you a question. Here's a question that was posed. It's the title of a Wall Street Journal article from this week. What would happen if the U.S. banned fracking? Folks, New York State has banned fracking. The governor there has banned fracking. Upstate New York could sorely use the business that the energy jobs would provide if they would lift that ban in New York. What would happen, Greg? Answer the question of the article. What would happen if you
really, you know, fracking? Nobody is. I'm going to go someplace most people are afraid to go. But we ban fracking. That's not just our energy. That's our feedstock. Unless we choose to make, make that decision that we're going to buy it from Russia, we're going to buy it from OPEC, then we're going to pay more for everything we've got. That's one alternative. It's going to be a big one. All of a sudden, Russia and OPEC become our godfathers again. If we choose to really play the game and say, no, we're going to ban fracking and we're not going to get oil or natural gas from anybody. We're going to tough it out ourselves. I'm going to be real blunt here. But I was in the hospital a couple weeks ago. I'd have been dead and most of the people there would be too, because the products that they use to keep us alive wouldn't exist. Moms and dads with kids with allergies, peanut allergies, EpiPens, gone. Cell phones, gone. Computers, gone. I mean, the internet, marginal.
Yeah.
It's that serious. Yeah. And that's what most people just don't grasp, the enormity. We've been fracking for 70 years. It's not fracking that changed everything. It's horizontal drilling, our ability to go down 10,000 feet and stay in a 50-foot window for 3 miles.
And give a signal to turn right.
That's what changed the world.
the ability to go down 10,000 feet to give a signal, turn right, and claim the oil next
door. Exactly. That, you're so spot on, yes.
So, folks,
that's what changed it. And unless they grasp that, they have no idea what they're talking about.
And think about this.
It's that basic.
I think you agree with me completely that you know, it's not that you or I are in love with carbon energy. It's that that's what we have right now. This is what our economy is built on, our civilization is built on. It'd be great to move away from it, which the truth is we actually are moving away. And the carbon, the new developments and the new discoveries of carbon fuel are helping us move away from it. For one thing, it's helping to fund the research that will get us away from it. But Greg, you and I are senior baby boomers. Maybe not in our lifetimes, but in our children's lifetimes, right?
Oh, it is. And you know, if suddenly there was a dilithium crystal that showed up and we could fuel everything with a little, you know, baseball-sized piece of energy, economic development, I don't care. We just want to bring the jobs back.
Right.
And this is the way we're doing
That's
it. Right. We're bringing jobs back to the U.S.
It's giving President Trump leverage in his negotiation because more manufacturing jobs can actually come back from China to America now because of the lower energy. Hey, Greg, I got to wrap it up. I got to wrap it up. One last thought quickly.
Now, one big thing is you can't even build windmills and solar panels without fracking. That's a little piece of
I love little missing piece of information there, folks, that you don't hear from the greenies. Hey, Greg, good job today. Come back soon and take care of yourself.
I will, and you too. And again, congratulations. You
Thanks.
Did good work.
CherylCressetUSA.com, GregCazera.com. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.